Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number. The $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Good morning.
Wake up, San Francisco.
This shirt.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Hey, I think I want a hoodie. What's
a hoodie? Get a hoodie.
I feel insecure.
Why?
Why do you wait till? Why do you wait till we're about to
Pull
film
your chain
or we're
out.
Filming?
I don't.
We're
know.
Recording. Hang out. Sit back.
We're recording a podcast. We're recording the number one podcast in the world.
I just feel. I need to sit up.
I'm feeling Italian today.
Hey, I've been feeling Italian too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I might be Italian.
He keeps telling me he's Italian. I'm like, sorry.
Why do you think I'm Italian. Why do you think you're Italian?
What are you Italian? Like 20%? What?
I don't know. It just sounds cooler.
Being Italian? I just feel like Italians, they have the balls. You know, they have
the Gaions.
They have a backbone.
It's called Gaions.
Big Gaions.
Meatballs.
Fucking binga.
I'm Italian.
That's Spanish.
That's Spanish.
A little bit Italian.
You know, like an Italian, like a big binga.
A big peach.
Biscarito.
Biscarito.
What are you? I'm half Italian, half cute. I can't help it, huh?
I can't help it.
After hanging out with Vince for 1 week.
Oh, my God. I know. It just seems so much cooler.
I know.
I love it.
Every time I see Italians, like Jersey Shore, I want to be Italian after seeing them, which is kind of embarrassing.
You see like the worst of the worst. I still want to be
them.
That's like a bad name Italian, you know what I'm saying?
Because they're loud and I'm loud. You know?
I just think everything is so much funnier with like that accent, like a Staten Island
really
accent
is.
Or just any sort of like, mm-hmm. Like, hey, you tell me how you die. Like, it's just cool,
and
man.
I feel like they get away with a lot too. Italians get away with everything.
That's called
like.
Mob.
They get away
energy.
With
it.
Mob energy.
If you're that's made, you can do anything, huh?
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into the intro. Is
okay.
That good?
Okay.
That was
that good?
Something.
It's getting there.
I got nothing, dude.
I got nothing, too.
I can't fucking
do it. Do a TikTok.
Just hot and bothered.
Am I here yet or not?
Doesn't that mean you're horny?
Oh, does it really?
Does it?
I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I'm all hot and bothered.
Oh, I'm becoming an Italian woman now. Jeez.
I'm all hot and bothered.
I'm having a heat flash over here.
I'm moist.
Vinny, get your mom a napkin.
What is that from my cousin Vinny?
That was a really good guess. You heard Vinny with an Italian accent.
I do have a cousin Vinny.
Me too. Well, I have 10.
Yeah. I have my grandpa.
1,500 cousins.
Grandpa and cousin and then uncle and then aunt. Weirdly.
You don't seem like a Smith.
No, I'm really not because my mom's half Mexican, half Italian. Her maiden name's La Piccolo. And then my grandma's maiden name.
You look more like that.
Like a La Piccolo?
You do not look like a Smith.
No, I was going to change my last name to my mom's maiden name a few years ago before I met you guys.
It would flow better.
Toddy La Piccolo?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Whoa. Hey, that's hot.
Toddy La Piccolo.
That sounds like a famous actor.
Oh, fuck.
Why did you change it?
Should I change it?
Dude.
I was too lazy.
Okay, well, this is a perfect time to intro.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Our guest, we
should have done like 5 minutes ago, but
Toddy La Piccolo, everybody.
Hey, my name is Toddy Eric La Piccolo.
So who is this? Who is this man?
Who is he?
Mystery.
I'm a friend, a roommate,
a writer,
a counselor,
a singer,
a pianist,
a roommate, my roommate,
a scoundrel,
a coffee sundae connoisseur,
a lover. And a fighter.
And a fighter.
And now a podcaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's you have a podcast now?
I'm on yours now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That right.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But whatever helps you sleep at night.
Guests on one episode. No, guys, I'm part of Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
No, Mom, I do podcasts now.
I'm on it.
I'm a podcaster.
Oh, guys, Kenny's not here today. Kenny's not here today.
Happy 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy New Year.
How does this work?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I forgot that
America's
we haven't recorded.
The only one that got to get the New Year. Nobody else.
Yeah, right.
Guys, move on.
I forgot we haven't recorded in like 2 weeks. So like we're forgetting
same.
It everything. Feels like more than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think it was 2.5 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I even felt weird with Zane not coming over here to record.
Yeah.
That's how weird it was.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
My God.
I'm used to him going to
the
podcast.
Out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, Zane's gone for 4 hours? Yes. I can jerk off everywhere.
Did you make sure
to use my calendar to jerk off with?
Yeah. That's why it's
a personal
open,
calendar.
That's why you can't open February.
Yeah.
That was good.
You like the way I set up my back with the bow and arrow? Yeah. Oh my God. That probably got you off.
No, it wasn't that one. February was the one where you're like the carpenter. I'm just kidding.
Labor Day.
Duh, Labor Day.
I made a personalized calendar for all my friends, and I couldn't find a calendar that was blank, so I had to buy like a goat calendar. You okay, Todd? Todd, what are you doing?
It was the hand, man.
But why are you putting on the hand? Put the hand back.
Because he wanted a cup holder, so I improvised.
Put the hand back.
I improvised. He wanted a freaking cup holder.
That's a knickknack that's supposed to be right there at all times, and you moved it.
It's not Miranda's fault. It's my fault. I'm sorry.
Mariah.
Oh, my God. You do remind me of Miranda from Elizabeth McGuire
show.
I know. Oh, my God.
That's why I'm growing out my bangs.
Every comment on the podcast.
Oh, my God. Heath's Gordo and Zane's Lizzie.
Aw. You're Lizzie.
I'm Lizzie.
I'm main character energy.
This is my show. You're just living in it.
Yeah. You know, it's the new year. We want to change it up a little bit for the show. We want to start just including more people in every episode.
Roll them in.
Yeah, we realized we haven't really done anything with our friend group. Like at all.
I'm gonna be completely honest. We were trying to avoid them because we feel like everybody knows all of our friends, you know, throughout all the vlogs and everything. So we're like, make it a different episode. But we're like, you know what? Fuck it. You guys have been asking for our friends so much. So we're just like, you know what? Like right now, every other episode is like a guest that you guys like would never see with us. And then the normal episodes, we want to include friends from our friend group. And we'll pick
it'd be
one.
Fun.
Yeah.
Just make it like a little hangout.
Pretty much, you're calling us used and abused.
Pretty much.
And no one wants to hear anything from us. Maybe that's true. But we have been begging to be on your podcast.
Really?
Todd was really excited.
Yeah?
I'm already really pumped. I already want to come back.
You're
I feel the energy, actually.
You're actually really nervous. We were walking up, and he was like, hold on, so, like, what do I do? Like, is it... People think it's, like, an actual, like, show, like an Ellen DeGeneres show, but it's not.
It feels like one.
It does.
It feels high production, but when you're here, like, there's nothing in front of you. It just feels like kind of hanging out.
It does.
Like, and you kind of like don't see the cameras and the lights mm-hmm. anymore.
They're hidden by the little plants.
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm trying not to drink much in January. We've kind of made the pact.
Yeah, dude, me too. No drinking until January.
I was really.
He just straight lies.
I wanted to do a drunk podcast, but I guess that's not tonight. So I have to come back for another one.
They're not as fun as you think.
February.
Yeah.
There we go.
Fun February.
Yeah.
We've had a few of those, like, blackout podcasts. They're not as fun as you think. Out of control. And poor Mariah has to edit that. Oh, my goodness.
My thing is, when we do a blackout episode, I don't watch it.
I don't think Mariah does either.
I have to live through it twice. I have to be here, and then I have to edit it.
So I'm the co-host.
You're the co-host.
I'm the co-host. Right, I'm not even a guest for tonight. Okay, cool.
We're even going to put your face on the thumbnail. So it's almost like a guest episode.
I wouldn't do that. It's not going to get much traction.
I know, but that's what we're going
to say the same thing about myself.
We're going to morph your face a little bit. Maybe put like Leo's face over
just to bring in that. Actually, David,
funny story. I was talking to Leo the other day.
Funny story. I was talking to Leo about Natalina. He's like, how did you come up with it? I'm like, it was crazy. Like, she gave me a phone case of Natalina. I'm like, boom, that's the song.
That's it.
Boom.
Wow. All right. So that's Todd's plug for his song Natalina that's out for 8 months. And still promoting
just
it.
11.
And, right? Oh, wait, 11. It's been longer than
it's
that.
It's been 11 months.
Almost
yeah,
a year.
I like exaggerated that number.
It's almost a year.
Close. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy. Didn't you get like a some sort of platinum thing or what was that?
A Grammy.
We got all the accumulated.
Oh no, that was a Grammy.
With all the accumulated views, it's like 35 million views or listens.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
that's actually insane.
Yeah. Natalina.
Yeah, Natalina. Have you seen
that?
That's the one. Yeah.
If I put out a song that 35 million listens, I'd probably think I was like a fucking like number one musician in the world.
I do.
And I am.
I'd be
so
pushing shit out. Even like bats on, just push it out. 35 million.
That one song has more listens and views than all of his videos put together. So like you're technically an artist.
Does it really?
Yeah, I think probably, most likely.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You're a musician.
I guess, you know, I try. I guess, from David's YouTube video that he put it in, that's how it gained a lot of the traction, I think. So it's mainly because of him.
We all got to thank him.
But yeah, huh?
We all got to thank
him. Ain't nothing but a thing.
I did forget that was like a huge segment when David was posting.
You know, I offered him the spot in Clatterbanks episode 5 to come back with the vlogging.
Oh, come back strong.
Because it makes sense for the storyline. Because like he's like my daddy in Clatterbanks. And he stopped vlogging, like he fell off. And so it would make sense to like wrap it all up that he comes back in Clatterbanks 5 to vlog.
I'm just surprised with how big that show is. You don't have someone from the actual show in it.
Someone from the actual show wanted to be in it.
Really?
I saw the DMs.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Have you seen the show? No, you haven't seen the show. You've seen the show?
I've never seen it.
I've seen it, but I know the characters.
Yeah. I've seen the first few episodes. I'm not a fan of it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There's an old lady in the show. She's blind.
Yours
she's crazy.
Is really good, though. His is real.
His is a real one? Your parody, though?
Some people took it, like, the show, my show, too seriously. Like, motherfucker, it's a parody. It's not supposed to be, like, this, like, great thing.
Yeah,
come
and
on.
It's on
like,
Instagram video.
It's on Instagram
like,
video.
Come
yeah,
on.
Come on. Don't expect
they're
much.
They're really well done, though.
Thank
they're
you. I
actually
put a lot
good.
Of time into those. Thank you.
They're very good.
You're like, just for the podcast. They're shit, actually.
And I like it a lot, too, because I know that you, like, really take your time and, like, with editing and writing it out and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just makes it better because I know you love it so much and you have so much fun filming it.
I have so much fun doing it, like being in it.
Okay, cool. I always feel bad asking people like to be in it and do a scene because it takes time.
Oh, you must feel really bad to ask me then.
No, I felt awful that. No, I wanted you, but there was just like too many moving parts. And like with you and Matt, obviously I told Matt this too. I'm like, I wanted you in it, but there was just like not the right part. And I want to like use you guys for, you know,
if you ever use me,
pots.
I can only do the Staten Island accent. Otherwise, I can't act.
I can't act naturally at all. I have to be a character too to act.
Zane has to
so
be
weird.
Mad. In
mad.
He's like mad. You like play a really good angry person.
Yeah, and a good drunk person too. I'm really good at that. That's like method acting for me. The drunk
Zane,
acting.
Zane's
so.
Resting dick face.
I do I don't know why I have to scrunch my face whenever I'm like in a scene and then I look at it, I'm like, why am I angry in the scene when I should be
who
excited
am I yelling at
or happy
but
or
that's,
excited?
No,
I can't
that's actually
that.
A great thing in acting. You're supposed to be a happy character and you play it like angry. It comes off as like a good like
ooh.
A good like little role. I learned
so
that.
So
I'm class.
An actor.
Yeah, you are an actor. I learned that in class a couple years ago.
Can I use it as a reel?
Sure. You really can on Instagram.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Zane just quits the podcast. I'm going to be an actor now. I don't think I can do this podcasting anymore.
Dude, my reel is the reel from his out of base head. The pilot that we did.
Stop. The fucking zombie show.
Does he know about that?
What pilot?
We did this zombie
pilot. We've talked
about
it on here already, but don't talk.
With Riff Raff and Haley Joel Osment.
Wait, when?
Last night.
When we first moved out here, dude, it was the most brutal thing we've ever been a part of.
Was it in the cafe or like some like bar or something like that?
It was like an office setting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like, and there was like Viner, like Alex James was in it.
Trying to make us feel good, like he's seen the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a cafeteria.
Oh, it was in that, it was in a room.
Wait.
Right?
It was in the room thing. You guys were together. You guys saw a Snapchat, maybe? I have an embarrassing pilot thing that I did.
What was that?
No shade to anybody, but it was for this girl. You know, Daddy Issues.
Yeah,
yeah.
She had like this show, and I played the boyfriend in the show,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like a terrible actor.
Oh, I remember you did that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I had to like, kiss her like in this room, and I was like, "What the fuck am I doing?" Like, I had to like act. I'm like, "This is so fucking like, this is scary." Like, I wasn't like sure if I was good or not. Like, what do I do? Like, kiss her like this? Do I use tongue? Didn't use tongue.
Do I kiss her like this? Do I touch her like this?
But it was just like we're in this room, and then like the crew's in there. It's like this tight room, smaller than this. And like you got this big camera in your face and like, okay, can you run it again? Did it like 8 times. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you guys getting off of this or what?
That's kind of funky.
But
huh?
It was a really funky like scene to do, and like you got this whole crew in here.
Did they
critique you, or they were just like, just do it again?
People were like, no, can you? Yeah, there was like the director was in there, and like, yeah. No, can you like do it like this or like? But it was like this like a whole.
Can you
like,
touch her butt?
Todd, maybe it was her. Maybe it was her call.
No. It's acting.
If I was a girl and I was doing a scene with Todd from the Vlog Squad, I'd probably want to do that scenes a couple times.
That's showbiz.
She's like, run it again. It wasn't real.
Dude, amount of gross shit that's happened though in situations like that, I'm sure is like fucking.
Oh yeah, I was just watching this show the other day on Netflix where like these two people are completely naked having sex. I'm like, what are they wearing underneath? Because I don't think you can legally be naked on for like a SAG.
Yeah, isn't
thing.
It supposed to be like the dude's gotta wear a sock?
Yeah,
like a cock sock.
Yeah, cock sock.
Todd, the amount of like scenes I like see in like movies and shows, like there's some where it's just like you see the fucking dick, like you see a little bit of the dick, and you're just like,
oh, especially
how are
in
they
like
doing
Game of
this?
Thrones. In Game of Thrones, there was like cocks everywhere.
Game of Thrones. I think they were definitely being like. They're up to code. I feel like they were actually doing.
They passed inspection.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about Game of Thrones. I'm talking about there's certain shows that there are where I feel.
Okay,
like,
I've
dude,
never
Warrior,
seen it.
Warrior.
Oh yeah, Warrior.
Last night we were watching Warrior, and you're like, "How the fuck are they filming these scenes?"
HBO Max Warrior. It was like full on, like it was like a porno.
It was crazy. Yeah. Like you're just curious.
HBO low-key loves like softcore porn.
Oh
like,
my
TV
god!
Shows.
I mean, the shows are great though. They're really fucking amazing.
And it's like real. Like it's like they're actually having sex.
Yeah.
Like you're hooked. Me and Zane were hooked.
I just wonder. Like
we're hooking up.
I wonder if like if both actors are in the scene are comfortable going as far as
like
right,
doing it.
No, just like it's right at the line before of
just
intercourse.
Just the tip.
Just for a
second. Just like. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if they're both comfortable, they're kind of like, okay, well, like let's just kind of go with it. Don't have sex, but just literally just
slap it.
Just slap each other.
Talk about blue balls.
But she's like, the guy has to have a boner. So like, what is he wearing? Or what does a girl have to wear? Does she have to wear a cage? Like,
you'd
what
have
is
to
it?
Strap it up underneath me,
or a dental dam maybe.
Jesus Christ. Cage.
Like a dental dam?
A chassis belt.
She's like, that's all you got?
That's it? I know what you're trying to say, baby. You're trying to say, oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know how they do that shit.
So, do you think there's like anti-fluffers on sets like that for movies?
Oh,
there's just pictures of like dead kittens and snakes. They're just like holding it up behind the scene. Like
dead puppies.
After 5 minutes, they're like, all right, and cut. Hey, look right there.
Look here. Okay, I'm good.
Director's like, All right.
Rolling.
We don't have much time.
Zane was a fluffer for me on David's vlog one time.
Oh my God. I wish we can go into that, but I can't.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
When Kohler, the global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, came to me and said, "Martha, we need an ambassador for our timeless, elegant, durable cast iron products." I said, "I'm in. Now let me see the factory." Weeks later, I was suited up in coveralls and work boots, walking through their Kohler, Wisconsin cast iron foundry. I stood next to the molten iron furnace, saw the hand applying enamel, and touched the gorgeous finished products waiting to be sent out into the world. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron products have been forged and finished by the incredible craftspeople right in Kohler, Wisconsin. I'll tell you, I gained a newfound respect and appreciation for Kohler's cast iron craftsmanship. So now, I'm lending my discerning stamp of approval to my most beloved Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and timelessness. Shop my Kohler cast iron favorites curated on Kohler.com. Bring the warmth, character, and enduring style of these timeless products into your kitchens and bathrooms. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do you want to get into a little Florida excursion?
Sure.
Oh, my God. Sure, yes. Sure.
We've been building up stories. There's so much that I've wanted to tell Mariah that I've been, like, holding back on just because I was like, I need to say it on the podcast.
I hate that we have to do that. Like, we always want to talk about shit, but we're just like, let's just save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
I hope everyone had a good Christmas.
Woo! It was a great Christmas.
It was nice.
Did you get anything good for Christmas?
Mm. I got a wetsuit.
Oh, sick.
A new wetsuit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually saw it when we surfed.
The Rip Curl?
The Rip Curl, yeah. I got it early before Christmas.
Wow.
And then they put it back in the bag.
Wetsuits are expensive, right?
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
Because the fact that you can wear one of those things and be in the water that cold and it, like, you don't feel a thing, I'm like, it has to be fucking expensive.
Yeah.
I've never owned one, but I've worn one and it just feels expensive.
You did wear one with Elton, right? She was surfing with Jason.
I went surfing once. I forgot. I think it was for Jason's video.
Yeah.
And I always want to wear that when going to the beach because I hate.
No, what? It's so. I just feel so insecure.
Well, I just get so cold in the water, so like I like to wear it.
It's the most unflattering thing for chubby people.
Have you seen me in one?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I look like
it's a baby, me too, don't worry. It's like a seal. And just like a little sea lion.
Someone took like a paparazzi style picture of me in the water with a bodysuit and I looked like
it was I looked like a heifer. Kim K, right?
Yeah.
That was funny.
I like facetuned it and gave myself an ass. I did that, like I honestly did that just so I didn't show how fat I was. But like I was on making a joke also. But I posted the actual version. I was like,
so you sarcastically facetune yourself?
Well, yeah, because I was like, oh my God, paparazzi caught me in the ocean. I gave myself a fat ass and like a skinny waist. But at the same time, I'm like, no one's gonna see how fat I was.
No one's gonna know.
They're gonna know.
No one's gonna know.
Nobody's gonna. They're gonna know. How would they know?
They're gonna know.
Heath pedals out. We went recently.
I tried to get some use.
We went. It was like super stormy and kind of scary. So it was cool to get.
Oh my god! Actually, the scariest thing ever. Probably like one of the scariest things in my life happened when I was surfing with Todd the other day. So you know how you have like the leash on your board that attaches to your foot?
Yeah.
So I was surfing and I got bucked off. I fell, whatever. And I got tumbled by a wave that crashed on me. And as I was under, I started spinning and the leash hogtied my feet together. It wrapped around my ankles a couple times. Uh-huh. And I was like freaking out because I couldn't get my legs free. And I was underwater trying to like get to the top. And like the waves are just like crashing.
So it just kept on spinning it and it would just like kind of...
Yeah, like it was just tight around my legs, and I had to like reach and try to like undo the loops, dude. It was pretty intense.
I've drowned like I've drowned a couple times while surfing. Like it's not fun.
You just see Zane he's just like.
The fear of water is real, though.
No, dude, the ocean's you can't fuck with the ocean. Like just paddling out, you get tired, and then you get rocked by a wave, and you're tired, and you're like underwater. You're like,
and you can't touch the ground.
You don't know where.
I've always been surprised by people that like people that know how to swim, like how like they just like drown, and it always like confuses me. Like if they know how to swim, how do you just let yourself go? It always confused me. And then after being in the water, you're like, oh my god, you would rather drown. Instead of just staying up because you just can't do it anymore.
We right before this happened, we were actually, and I'm hoping still to this day, it's what I told myself, but we were paddling out in the wave in front of us. There were like three dolphin breaking, like riding the wave as we were like paddling out. And I was just like, holy shit, this is nuts. And I hope they were dolphins.
No, they were dolphins. Yeah, okay. They're dolphins.
Oh, dolphins.
Dolphins. You guys never talked about this, too, because Todd knew it was sharks.
He starts swimming back in. I'm
like, Heath, just turn around. Heath, catch a wave right now.
Just starts backstroking. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, where are you going? I'm going in.
I forgot my sunscreen.
My wetsuit's a little tight.
Shit.
It is cool. When you surf and you see dolphins, it's the fucking coolest thing. Especially when they ride the waves. They'll ride with
you. That's so sick.
It's so surreal.
Did I tell you about the time, Heath, that I almost drowned at the jet? You know the jetties, right? Remember the jetties? You've been there before.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time?
What's the jetties?
It's like the
rocks.
Right on the beach, it's the rocks that are like all piled up like in a row that go out to kind of break the waves.
Cool. Yeah. And that was the only one that was like in our area. So people would just, and it wasn't public. Like it was owned by like private like apartments or hotels or whatever. Do you remember? Like it was always private.
You had to like park it like a thing and then like walk in, and it was kind of like a sketchy deal.
Exactly. Yeah. Like if people like that were living there caught you there, they would like call the cops on you. But it was like, it was a whole fucking beach. But there was the only part that there would be like rocks where you could like sit on top. It was like a really nice view.
We got some cool pictures there. We could put those.
What?
Remember that we did our first Vine photo
shoot. Oh my god, that was at the jetties.
Wait, you have pictures?
Oh yeah. My god. You've never seen these pictures?
We're literally like this.
It was, they were TikTok pictures. TikTok pictures. Like
Zane is like trying to act cool, like, and he's like flexing like this, and he's
who took those?
Our friend Daryl, remember?
Daryl. Okay, yeah, that was Daryl.
Funny.
We were popping off on Vine. We were like, oh, we need new pics.
You gotta post those.
It's time to hire a photographer.
I looked sick in that. picture.
That's funny. But I want to see those.
But the time I almost died of the jetties, I ended up falling off the. So here's the story. So I don't know who it was that fell off the rock, but somebody fell off. And they couldn't get back on. So we were trying to help them up. And then I ended up slipping into the water on the other side of the jetties. The jetties is sketchy as fuck. Like, you don't want to fall off the rocks.
Like,
It's like as high as the roof. Like, they're like massive.
Because the
like
waves
stacked on top of rocks.
The waves keep coming and they keep smashing you into these rocks. And you can't get up because the rocks are slimy. You just can't get up.
Yeah.
And there's barnacles.
Yeah. So it ended up being me and this other person just off the rocks, and we
the waves just kept hitting the fucking rocks and we could not get back up. And it got to the point where we're talking about like how people drown. Like I just started losing energy and I was just like, oh my God, I keep hitting these rocks. I'm done. I'm just going to let this water just take me and just like fucking kill me. Cause it was like,
oh my gosh,
so fucking scary. And I ended up grabbing a dry part of these rocks and pulling myself up. And then we got the other person out. It was fucking
the panic.
It was scary. It was so fucking scary. You think you're fine because it's not like when you look over the rocks, seems fine. But when you're in the water and you can't get yourself back up and you can't swim around either. Like it's like a really like, because the waves keep making you hit the rocks.
Yeah.
You ever seen videos of people like it's like a cliff jump type thing, but it's almost in like a little like wave pool area.
Yes. And I've watching seen that.
The most anxiety I've had, like was watching people fight like a current.
Oh.
And trying to get back, like swimming, trying to get back to safety.
You can't fight.
Like you just like sit there and you're just like, it makes you so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And like people would do it. It was like a challenge. Like I was watching these kids.
Oh, it's a challenge?
It is.
It's crazy.
So and scary.
In the.
When are we going back to Christmas?
Or it's an actual
so
pool.
It would be like like where like the tide will like come in and then it'll like start pulling you out. And it was like this like weird part that was like sucking like the water. I don't know how to explain like what it was, but they were just like trying to swim back to safety. Oh,
look, I'm not gonna lie. You know how like little kids wear those like fat floaties on their arms?
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody should just wear those just in case shit goes down like that. You just have them on and you're fucking fine. Like you can literally, if you're done and you don't want to go anymore, you just lay down and you'll be fine because you're floating.
We can invent it where it looks like a t-shirt. Like you wouldn't know it, but these just look like normal sleeves. But like underneath, it could have the
pull
like,
a tag.
You know what
they're
I mean?
Like little parachutes.
Yeah, and they just like lift
Bobby,
out inside.
Bobby, you're the only one who swims with a t-shirt on.
Oh, super!
No.
I'm like, yeah, like nobody would know. Like you just like wear your normal t-shirt out swimming.
Because we're supposed to swim without our fucking clothes on. Okay. Right, you don't give me hugs when you fucking make fun of me. Go back to your seat.
She just put a band-aid on the burn.
Oh,
she'll roast my ass and sit there and
oh man,
snicker. Snicker.
Snicker.
You guys don't wear snicker. T-shirts when you swim?
When I was
I've done it multiple times. Right. I would do it like when my like elementary school would have like there's like a couple pool parties where it was like some friends that went and I'd wear a shirt. And I've also wore shirts like when I was older too.
Right.
I've had to wear really shirts too, actually, because I wasn't allowed to wear a bikini when I was younger. Still not allowed.
And now you just hold out. Huh? Just hold out.
I remember I wasn't allowed to wear bikinis, but that was like literally the only bathing suit to choose from in the store because every kid wore bikinis, like whatever. So I had to wear a t-shirt over mine. And then like tankinis came out. So it was like the bikini top with the shirt here. And then I was allowed to wear that.
Dude, there was a couple girls in the school that would always wear tankinis. There was always tankini girls. Tankini girls.
Oh, that's the tankini club over there.
Tankini.
You see Heath over there? Hey, girlies.
Tankini.
It sounds like a drink.
I know.
Yeah, I'll get a double tankini.
Double tankini.
That sounds like a Florida drink. Like a Florida bar on the beach.
Tankini on the rocks.
That's Zane. Fucking hilarious.
I don't know if you want to wear floaties, not to get like dark in the ocean.
Floaties.
We've been dark for the past 20 minutes.
A life jacket, because if you do get caught like taken by a wave and you're wearing floaties or like a life jacket, you'll kind of like go to the top and you get thrown by a wave into the bottom.
You're saying, but like what if like, I have the floaties?
Like saying you're in the ocean, you have like floaties or like a floating device,
right?
And there's
a
wave coming, it's gonna pick you up.
You can't like duck
you
under.
You can't duck under the wave.
Got it.
You know you're going to go with the wave. You're going to go with deeper. The wave.
Yo.
Shit. That's actually fun.
No, the most embarrassing shit is when you're paddling out and there's a big wave coming and it just picks you up and throws you over backwards. Dude, I've literally been like, I got this. I go to like push up to like, I think I can break through it and it just goes right over onto my back and I'm just like,
I remember as a kid watching people get sucked into waves was like the most entertaining thing to watch because it was just like
it is embarrassing.
It's like Heath, ditch your board and go under the wave. I've gotten smacked in the face
swim.
By doing that, like trying to like go under a wave. The board smacked me in the face.
Dude, it is the scariest
like
fucking
little,
sport.
Like little kids get on their little boogies and they want to ride them.
I don't even fuck with boogie boards. Why
that's onto so a funny lighter note.
Okay, so Christmas.
So Christmas, we had to spend it with some of our family.
You got a wetsuit.
I got a wetsuit for Christmas.
Is that your favorite gift?
Yeah, I think so. The latest and greatest is my favorite gift, I would say. Yeah, nice. I've used it a couple of times.
Good.
So, I got my parents some nice gifts. I kind of forget where I got them. I got my mom some jewelry and a nice candle. Who gives a shit? What'd you guys get?
That was really nice. That was sweet.
Bubba got me a little bling bling.
That's nice.
Give me a little chain and a bracelet.
Hey, shit. Okay, you look gaudy. That's some gaudy shit.
That's why I feel Italian, baby.
Your neck looks stronger.
Thank you.
That is very Italian, huh?
My mom was like, what are you turning him into, a Guido? Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Heath comes back from Christmas with you. He has a spray tan. Hey, guys.
Heath, you should do that. That'd be really funny.
Heath, turning
myself into Mariah's dream guy. Stop. Just like, get fucking gelled out hair.
I pretty much did that. I was trying to turn myself into Jeff in that video, but I actually turned into a Guido.
Yeah.
Why Jeff? Why not Scott?
You mean Todd?
No.
No.
I don't care.
I'd have to bleach my hair again, but I can't do that anymore.
You can get a wig.
That's true.
Sorry, I was thinking about your red beard, and I was trying to picture that everywhere.
Oh, I can't believe I did that.
Do you remember how excited Zane was for that?
I did my beard first before my hair, right?
Yeah.
I remember, I was scared.
Did you have both at the same time at one point?
No. No. Oh my God. I only did my beard because I was scared to do my hair. So I was like, oh, my beard, it'll grow, like, you know, I can cut off, it'll grow back, whatever.
Remember in Vegas, Heath, we all look raggedy in Vegas, and there's Zane with the fucking glasses and like the button-down shirt and the beard. It looked like straight out of The Hangover.
Honestly, so I kind of liked it. I feel like I looked crazy.
Sick look for Vegas.
Yeah. I looked like a character, and I enjoyed it. And then I went from that to pink hair, and I also loved that. It was just loud. I felt like I was able to get away with shit, like having a crazy color on my head. I was like, oh, cool. But yeah, you're going to call me crazy? Well, I have a fucking pink beard, so.
No shit, I'm crazy.
Literally.
It makes sense.
Literally, expectations are down to the floor if you're. So it felt good. It felt good having that. I want to dye my hair again. I loved my hair when it was blonde.
Yeah,
like when it was dirty blonde, I really liked it, but I feel like I can't. I just don't want to fuck up anything.
I kind of liked when my hair was blue, like when it was like faded blue. Yeah,
it was fun. It just like there's a sense of just like not giving a fuck and confident when you had like colored
hair.
I think
the reason I liked it was because it was like burnt and made it thicker. So I was just like,
feeling a little bit good
about myself.
I know that feeling.
It made my hair like 10 times thicker having that pink hair. It was like, holy fuck, I'm gonna do this all the time.
So much hair.
So
that's why I don't give a shit. Like, how it's long right now, like, looks like shit, or like,
wait,
looks whatever.
Wait a second.
What?
I just came up with a really good idea.
What?
Could we take Todd to the hair doctor? I know this sounds crazy,
take
but
his
don't
follicles?
You? Can't you just do any hair? I don't think you need your own hair. You could take any hair.
Yeah, but he has a different, like, texture than yours. It's gonna look.
You see,
raggedy ass hair, and then just these beautiful bangs.
It won't look weird. It won't look weird. No. I'm telling you, if we just like, because you have so much hair, we could take off like you can 10%, and you'll still look the same. You put it just throughout my hair, and it will just look. You know, it'll look natural.
You're asking him to give up a strip of his head.
But it grows back. When you cut it from the back of your head, it grows back, and I'm willing to pay you for that.
It is weird though.
I'm listening.
Like,
it's like a surrogate. You pay extra.
Okay.
Take
you
my hair.
Why can't you take like donor hair from like.
Yeah. I'll carry your baby.
Right? I feel like there's.
Your baby hairs.
I could get your cells too.
You want my. Yeah. You can have my cells.
You want his
sperm? I don't want my baby looking like me. I want my baby looking like
myself. Hey, Todd. Let me get some.
Oh my God.
Let me get your nut. Let me get
some. Just open up on a nut. Wait, Todd, come here. Soon.
Zane's just like, is that it? Are you sure? Hey, let me see.
That's terrible.
Oh my God. That's not terrible. That's smart.
It's like that Friends episode.
You're like, I'm just looking out for my kids.
Baby, because I want my kid to have pretty privilege.
Whoa.
Tony, you got pretty privilege.
No. You get away with a lot.
I found out that I've never had pretty privilege.
Okay, that's when you get up and give her a hug.
Seriously though, it started becoming a trend on TikTok, and I was like, "What is pretty privilege?" And everyone's stories, I was like, "Oh yeah, that's 100% not me. I've never had it. I'm dead ass. I've never had it.
I've never gotten that. Zane just pays for my first class. No, I'm just kidding.
That's pretty privileged.
That's pretty privileged.
We split.
Done. No, I bought the ticket because I was like, you know what? I'm in favor of Todd.
We split it. I was a camaraderie system. What was it?
Camaraderie?
Sorry, the JetBlue. The
companion?
You know what? We should talk about this.
We got the camaraderie
guy. With the comrades. Companion.
For all of our JetBlue Mosaic members that are listening to this podcast, if you go back
all
to your
of
email,
you.
If you go, all one of you, this is not an ad, but this is very exciting for people that fly JetBlue and are a Mosaic member.
Life
you
hack.
For the next, and this, it was really weird the way it was emailed because it was like very discreet. Like you would think it was just like a promo email. Is it like, I just want to talk about it because it's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because like I realized recently, like nobody flies JetBlue. When I talk about it, like they're like, you fly JetBlue? I'm like, yeah.
JetBlue is the best. I think
it's the best.
JetBlue domestic is the best first class.
It's clean. I just feel, and the customer service is good.
No, they're always great. They're always fucking amazing.
Yeah. And the seats are like brand new. They just redid it too. But yeah, when you do like the main, when you scroll through like Uber pickup stuff, like it doesn't show JetBlue. It's not like one of like the main things.
That's crazy to me. Like to me, JetBlue is like main
I
fucking
thought so
airline
too.
To fly.
Like flying to Florida and New York, JetBlue Mint, I love doing it. I wish I could stay on the plane for like 10 hours. It's only 5-6 hours. It's so nice. You lay down, you eat,
you don't
have
get
dessert,
up.
You watch TV.
It is the only airline that's fucking consistent. I hate that like when you fly Delta or United or any other airlines, you don't know where you're going to get.
No, yeah.
You get on the plane and it can either be built in 2020
or
built in fucking 1780.
Exactly. The one we had to have shag carpet. You
wait,
remember
what?
That shit?
Dude, we flew to Alaska.
Wait, what?
It was fucking insane.
There was like this carpet like in front of us that was like this shag like
on
color.
The plane? No.
And no, we're not about like, oh, it has to be bougie. This plane looked like
unsafe.
It was built
by the Wright brothers.
It was like Heath and I sat in our seats and we looked at the walls and the floors and the seats and we're like, Heath, this plane has been here for a long time. And I almost wanted
and then
to.
The guy walked out and he spun the wooden propeller to get it going.
It's like,
it was a string to turn on the airplane.
That's
oh man, yeah, it was pretty bad.
The pilot asked you like, "Hey, we're gonna be low on gas in like a couple hours, so you can refill it, right?"
When we're flying, I'm gonna need you to reach out.
Yeah, reach out and you
pour
stick
this
it in
the side.
It was definitely one of the planes where I wanted to go up to the cockpit and be like, "Hey guys, I just want to make sure we're good." I do that every time. Like, remember when we went to Vegas with Casey Neistat? That plane we were riding was fucking terrifying.
That was a fun plane ride.
It was fun, but it was scary for me, dude. I was freaking out.
My memory from that plane ride is you two facing me with your. I think you guys had crazy hair or something like that.
Both of you. We did.
And I remember Frank Sinatra's playing in the plane. You guys are filming a vlog bit with David. And whiskey is just kind of like shooting up out of all of our cups. In my head, it's slow motion. And it was just like the most fun plane ride because it's Frank Sinatra. We're drinking.
It
filming,
felt like they were going down. Like it was.
Yo, yeah.
Mariah.
That moment, if that was like, if you knew the plane was going down, you were having one last hoorah with like your boys. You're like, we're all going to fucking die. And you're just like cheers and like having whiskey. Yeah. And we're all just like.
Everybody felt like that except for me.
It felt like calling Gloria.
Except for me.
Yeah, Zane was panicking.
I was like, I'm not dying in a propeller plane. This is not how I'm
not
fucking going down.
Dying so bad.
Did you guys fly Spirit the first time, like living in LA?
We were doing Spirit every time.
I flew Spirit the first couple years. I will tell you, they are shitty planes, but I've never had a bad experience.
Would you like to tell your Spirit airline?
I've
we have quite a
which
few,
one?
Which are pretty fucking nuts. The one where the seat in front of us was detached off the plane. Would you want to talk about that one?
We can talk about the one where they canceled my trip home. I was a ghost fucking passenger, apparently. I flew to LA. Everything's good. Got my bags, did my thing. A week later, we go home and I go to check in and they're like, oh no, you don't have a ticket back. I'm like, what do you mean I don't have a ticket back?
You should have seen his face when they're like, oh, you never flew to LA. And he's like, I'm here right now.
How do you read the room?
They were like, you didn't get on the plane to come here. So we canceled your flight back home because you didn't show up for the, I was like, I pulled out my boarding pass that I used on the way here that was like checked off, had like the little scribble
signature
on it.
And everything. Right.
And then she was like, oh, that's weird. They put you down as a no-show. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Okay, well, I'm here. I need to go home. They're like, sorry.
Oh, make it happen, they're lady.
Like, the way they were talking to him was that like he still wasn't there.
So going like, on and on and on and on about this. And I'm like, okay, well, let's
like
just
kind
get
of talking about him to him.
They're like, okay, well,
like third person.
That is funny.
I was like, let's get a new ticket, whatever. So we're trying to get a new ticket. I had to buy it. They wouldn't give me a free one. They wouldn't make good. Whatever. I bought it. I was furious. Oh, and it's going time.
You had to buy another fucking
time,
ticket.
Like, and they were moving so slow. And I'm like, I'm going to miss my flight. We need to go. Like, I need my ticket. Like, I'll pay for it, whatever. Finally buy the ticket. They're like, okay, here you go. And I was like, okay, great. Now I need to check my bag. And they're like, ooh. We stopped check bags 5 minutes ago. We can't check your bag on.
Honey.
This, and I'm like, this was our first time flying.
Oh, yo.
This actually was our first and last time flying Spirit.
That was the last time for me.
Yeah.
But like they took so long to get me a new ticket that I had to pay for that I was 5 minutes past the cutoff for doing a check bag.
I hate when they take their time. Then it's their fault.
So it is crazy.
What did you do? Did you?
I had to get another ticket for the next fucking day.
We had to, yeah, we missed our flight. So I didn't get on the plane.
Because I couldn't take my bag with me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we stay there and then, I just think it's crazy. If that happened today, dude, that's a whole TikTok story. Like that's a whole, like, I feel like you'd see that and be like, that's insane. I'm surprised that even like happened.
Crazy.
Like I've never heard of somebody having to buy another ticket because the airline fucked up. They normally immediately cover you.
Yeah.
If the fall is on their end. And that was clearly on their end. Like Heath was there in LA. And on the plane, on our way there, the seat was off the fucking, was off the ground. I could not believe it. I could not believe it.
That's crazy.
What is like the Spirit plane, like the wings say something stupid to you. You're like, this airplane's a joke. What does it say? Like, it says like, hi-de-ho or something.
Wait.
That's your fucking second language.
No, what did it say? Like, yee-haw?
Hold on, Spirit.
How did they allow Spirit, like if it's that bad, how do they allow it to be?
It doesn't seem up
company,
to code at
it
all.
It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. It's crazy. And it's like crazy that you have to pay for water.
You got to pay for everything.
Yeah,
you
got
to pay for everything.
Every little thing.
On that flight.
You want to get up, go to the bathroom?
They're like getting ready to land. Pay. Ooh, not enough people paid for the landing package on this flight. Sorry,
guys. Pitching
looks
for the
like
landing
we're not
package.
Coming down.
Ooh, oxygen is not flowing through this plane anymore, but you can get oxygen from your mask if you get 50 cents immediately, or you will lose consciousness.
The plane's going down. We're going down, and if you better pay 50 cents for your oxygen
there's
mask.
There's like a quarter machine next to the oxygen
like,
thing.
Like, you can't get it in. You're like, fuck!
Yeah, the turbulence.
Oh man,
I can't get it. Sorry, sir, you're gonna die.
On Spirit, you put your mask on first before.
It's called Spirit because you gotta pray to God this shit gonna land. Yeah.
Oh my God, were you? Oh, hold on. It was Todd. You're next to me on the flight back from Florida. The guy that came on the plane was like, "Oh shit." He's never flown jet. He came from Spirit. He always flies Spirit, so he came on JetBlue for the first time.
That
do you remember what he said?
Culture
shock. He's like, "Damn, coming here from Spirit, this is fucking nuts!" Like you couldn't believe.
I mean, Spirit gives you all the seats are like the fucking front lawn folding collapsible, like you know, like the Eddie Bauer chair, some shitty fucking thing. You gotta like pull the thing down.
Yeah,
like, dude, those seats are terrible on Spirit.
Yeah,
I literally don't get how they can pass with that.
And all like I feel like most of the flights that I see online that happen like on an airline, it's Spirit. It's like they almost have this like
stigma
that like, oh, you want to see some shit go down? Go to Spirit.
They probably roll with it like that stigma, like, oh, we're Spirit with the shittiest airline, but hey,
it's a good price.
But you don't have
any
a story
press
to tell.
Is good press.
It's, it's they're cheap flights, right?
They're cheap flights, but you need to pay for everything.
Yeah,
it adds
like,
up to like a normal flight where you don't have to pay for
anything.
You have
to pay for like bringing a carry-on. You have to pay for everything, but it doesn't show that in the price. And
so
then afterwards, you end up spending. Avoid it, people.
Yeah, just avoid Spirit. Go to JetBlue and become a Mosaic member because, we didn't even tell them what you get as a Mosaic member.
The whole point of it.
Anyway.
Okay, so
what'd you call it? The commissary? camaraderie package.
What the dude? Todd comes up with words like I come up with words, which is out of the fucking out
the
of
comedy
the
package.
The comedy, you get the comedy package. I want to laugh.
Make me laugh.
What is it called?
Companion.
They gave us a companion pass because we fly a lot. Well, we actually got our Mosaic when we were doing tour. When we were taking all those flights.
Oh yeah.
So we became like a member of like the Mosaic thing. And
Mosaic is basically VIP for JetBlue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You get like early boarding, you get like extra check bags.
It's still pretty fucking expensive. I feel like it doesn't cover like what we bought. Like, actually,
well,
you don't have to pay anything
to be Mosaic. It's free to be Mosaic. You just get like awarded that if you fly a lot.
Yeah.
So if you're a Mosaic member, they gave us free companion passes. So any ticket, any flight, any seat that we book, they'll give us a second for free to bring anybody we want.
Which makes no sense. It sounds too good to be true, but like it's... You get to fly with somebody.
Like, that sounds like some...
The benefits
that
are really nice. It's expensive, but the benefits are really nice.
Unlimited, too, for any seat. Like, if you book a first-class ticket and you want to get them a first-class ticket, it's free for them. Even regular seats.
Pretty great. Like, that's like I know the pilot type shit. Like, oh, no, I got companion passes.
Yeah. I can't believe it's unlimited, too. Like, something like that. I'd be flying everywhere.
I used mine for the flight back from Florida. I got Mariah's ticket.
Yeah,
Mariah?
Yeah, they fucking bought their tickets before the date that has started, and then after the date they call and they're like, "Can you switch us?" And they fucking did it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
that's, no, which that's, sounds like bullshit.
That's great customer service. That's good on JetBlue.
Yeah,
like you're gonna tell that story. Oh, now people are gonna hear that. They're like, "Oh, that's amazing." That's like, you know,
because they listen to this podcast. They probably know you're gonna talk about.
They're probably in his room. Well, it was.
They said, yes, Mr. Hussar.
They do. They answer, well, not anymore. They used to. When I call the Mosaic number, they go, hello, Mr. Hijazi. How can I help you today? But they don't do that anymore because I think they have a lot of Mosaic people.
Yo, they do act some type of different way when you're like walking through the line.
Yeah.
And like when you go to like show like your boarding pass to get on the plane. They'll be like, oh, Mr. Hussar, thank you for...
they kiss your feet and everything.
They really do.
They're like, next. Oh, Mr. Hussar.
Oh no, they roll out a red carpet.
They do, it's crazy.
Mr. Hussar, thank you for your loyalty. Appreciate it.
I like your chain.
but that's why it's really like that's why it's good to stay on one airline at all times
and collect the points.
Because I used to like
I'm just learning that
when I'd book flights, I'd always go for the cheapest. Doesn't matter what airline, I'd go for the cheapest. But if you stick to an airline, you just
it pays off and you get the points. Off. You can get a free flight and stuff. Oh my god.
Well, thank you, JetBlue, for sponsoring this section of the podcast.
We're just really excited.
Well, even like when we're all sitting up there, we're coming home, and then he comes up, oh, he's like, Mr. Hussar, Mr. Smith, Hijazi. Oh, you're Hijazi. You're all three Mosaic members. Thank you so much for being a part.
It makes you feel like you know,
a family.
Appreciated.
Yeah.
It's a cult.
Can you guys join our cult now?
Sorry. Did you get your eyebrows done?
I did.
Busted.
I did. We
did you?
Yeah, we got pedicures today and he got his eyebrows and he's like, "You want to get your eyebrows?" And I was like, "Do I need it?" She's like, "You don't need it, but if you want it." I was like,
"I want
can
it.
You, well, can you?" I was like, "Well, can you just clean it up?" And like it's a little like rusty on the sides. So she
when you want it done but don't want to say, "I'll just do like a cleanup."
No, I don't
on
like
my eyebrows.
I don't like when it's fully done. I like it like natural. I like a little hair on, but like it was very bushy and I was like, "Can you just clean it up?" As soon as she put that like wax on, I was just like, "Oh fuck, she's doing it." Cuz you close your eyes. You close your eyes and then like they kind of do their thing.
Oh, well, Susie, I've been going to her for like 3 or 4 years and she's amazing.
She is incredible. She's, like, she's incredible.
Well, I have to get my eyebrows waxed cuz my shit gets bushy. And like my face is like taken over.
You look
by
like
my
Amazon. Like you look like the fucking
from
Amazon.
Your eyebrows to mine?
Yeah, we can do that too.
I think I'm going to do that.
We can do a 2 for 1.
Okay.
Hair and eyebrows.
She keeps it on the wax, but sticks it to mine.
She's like, well, pretty much she waxed my eyebrows. She's like, holy shit, look at all that hair.
Looks like a caterpillar.
Yeah, like, you had all your eyebrow hairs right here. After. I was like, holy shit, until you got a haircut. It was crazy.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full,
owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I wanted to tell the Florida story about our
moms. Oh my god, we haven't even gotten there. That was like the whole point of this podcast.
Yeah. Zane and I and our moms actually had like a girls' night out. It was
it was wild. Like we've never
we didn't expect it to be wild though. It was just like my mom hasn't seen your mom in a while. They wanted to like catch up and just have like a nice little dinner.
Heath, it's not even that though. Our moms have like only met once.
No, they've met a few times. This was like the second dinner together, though.
Oh, God. Okay. Like, they've never, like, hung. I feel like we've all hung out, like, together once before we moved out here. But after that, they've never really, like.
Just, like, in passing, like.
Yeah.
But this was, like, the most time, like, all in one, like,
yeah, they
setting.
Let it, like, it was all out. Like, and and we put, like, drinks on top of that. We got fucking hammered, the four of us. It was crazy.
We just wanted to go have like a nice little dinner, and the place that we went to,
it was not a nice little dinner. It was a fucking like a mess.
Incredible. It was like buy one get one mojitos. So we just started off like, let's do a mojito with our dinner.
And it's not regular mojitos. It's Florida mojitos. It's different. Like, you get a different drunk, and it's not a good drunk. It's like you get fucked up and you wake up and you're hungover for 8 days. It's like there's something
Florida
in the alcohol
hits different
in Florida where it like really fucks you up.
We were getting messy. Zane was knocking glasses off the table. There was glass shattering, and it was kind of embarrassing.
But weirdly, the owner kept on bringing more drinks out for us. I think he liked seeing
he
the disaster
fun.
That was happening.
Like,
yeah.
He was like,
that's cool.
He wanted to keep the party going because we were like the lively bunch.
Yeah.
And it was
the irresponsible bunch.
We were at this dinner for like 4 hours.
More than that, I think.
Just you two and your moms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were just fucking drinking too. And like,
yeah. They were on our level.
It was so fun.
We were like, they made sure to be on top of our drinks. Like, we were constantly like, all right, we're going next round, right? And they're like, yeah, yep. As long as you guys are going, we're going. So it was just like everybody was on the same page.
Like, we were all kind of done. And his mom was like, who wants another? And I was like, oh, shit.
Just like, I'm not going to lie. I think we had all like 8, 9.
Oh my god.
9 mojitos. Drinks each, and they were probably, I think they were doubles.
It was pretty rowdy.
It was a roller coaster. We had high moments and low moments and high moments. We were yelling, fighting, happiness,
fighting,
joyness.
Who was fighting?
Fighting.
Zane was fighting
just the moms.
Fighting the fork in the knife, trying to get food down.
The fucking steak, because he gave us each like 3 steaks.
This restaurant is incredible. It's probably like my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't even want to like give it away because
I know.
But literally it's the best food
had you been
I've
before?
Ever had.
It's a hole in the wall until you walk in.
Yeah, it is my go-to spot every time I go home.
Oh, nice.
And like it's a mission. Like, I have to go there with my family.
Not gonna lie. Me and my mom showed up and we were like, ooh.
This,
like, I remember in Bridesmaids when they all like got to the restaurant, they were like, oh. Like, it was like weird outside, and you went inside. That's how me and my mom felt. We're like, oh shit, this is like the bridesmaid scenes when they go in before they get food poisoning.
But
it's those type of places that like you find the best shit. We went inside, and it was like, oh my god, it looks like a Cheesecake Factory. Like, inside looked like fancy, but outside was like not fancy. It was crazy, and then the food was fucking incredible, better than like high end restaurants. It was nuts. But are we gonna say the restaurant? No, we'll save it for another time.
I don't
want to give it up.
It's like,
we're that big headed, right? We're that big headed.
You know, because we mentioned one time we're going to blow the restaurant up. Zane was so excited about the spot. He was like, dude, I'm going to invest in this company. It'll become a chain. And then we'll bring it back to L.A.
Embarrassing. He's not talking. All right, let's move on to the next topic.
Wait, no. Wait. The best part was us stumbling to the spot afterwards.
Oh, my God. Oh my god, that this is all right. This is the story we didn't want to tell you because it was fucking hilarious. Okay, so
the one I waited.
I've been waiting for this one too because I heard you guys over talk.
I've been waiting for this one. So yeah. Turn it up.
We get to this bar. It was like right next door. We're like, all right, we're walking. We get right next door. We walk into this bar. It was a tiny ass. There was six people.
Like
in there.
The size of this room.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh shit, Heath. It was the size of this room.
Tiny.
Yeah.
There was a door in and a door out. It was small.
Zane, was your mom like, that's not very fire safe, fire friendly exit?
Yeah. Oh, no. She was at the point where it didn't even matter. She did not care.
But it wasn't like it was packed. There was like a couple people sitting at the bar. Like, it was like really dead. Mm-hmm. Like locals. We walk into this bar and I walk in, Zane walks in, and our moms come in, and I see my mom just like freaking out. And like, she's like tapping your mom, and like everybody's getting like rowdy and stuff. And I'm just like, what is going on? Your mom comes up to me and is like, I forget what she said, but she was like, your mom's freaking out right now. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, the TVs. And I'm like, what about the TVs?
We turn around, look at the TVs, straight up hardcore porn. On all TVs are
all
playing.
All the TVs were playing porn.
It wasn't like, you know, just.
It was like rough gangbang. Just.
They went to messy porn, like just the messiest porn you could play, and just had it playing at these bars. And it almost seemed like they were getting a reaction out of us. Because
we were the only ones freaking out.
You could tell that like we weren't locals. Like everybody there that was there goes there. Every night.
And then people are there drinking, like, it's like not bothering them at all.
It's like they didn't even know what was going on. But me and Zane and, like, Armand, we were just like,
oh my god.
We were freaking out.
It was unbelievable just, like, how they were playing it. Because, like, it didn't fit there. It stuck out like a sore thumb. It was unbelievable. We thought it was a joke, and we're just like, oh no, this is like what they play all the time, I guess. And your mom was just like sweating. My mom is very old school,
like does not, like, this would not be her.
My mom couldn't take her eyes off the screen.
She was just like,
oh my.
My God.
She was like, oh, and oh, the dick is inside. Oh, okay. Oh, oh.
So that's what the kids are doing.
Oh, shit. I have a video. I forgot I have a video of it. Well, we obviously can't show it on YouTube, but I want to show these guys. Here, this is what the room looked like.
How fucking crazy is this?
On every TV?
Oh, yeah. And then there was a Spider-Man porn.
There's a guy in Spider-Man just like fucking this girl in the bed, and it looked like just a hidden camera thing. It was pretty nuts.
Like on that show, what would you do?
What would you do if you saw Spider-Man fucking it?
It was something else.
It was really.
Sounds like a great date night spot.
It was fun. It was really fun.
I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time. Seeing my mom just the sheer panic and just the how uncomfortable.
Did you guys stay?
We literally were in there for like a minute.
I remember your mom going, I need to go to the bathroom. Where's the bathroom? I was like, oh, right there. The sign woman, yeah. The W was giant tits. It's just like, ah!
She had the duck under like hanging bras that were like stuck. Like, no, there was like.
What was this spot?
I don't know.
I forget the name. It was really funny.
It's called The Hub.
Makes sense.
Could be.
That's a good name.
I wish I could have seen your mom's there, actually. Because, like, knowing your mom and knowing your mom, both completely different.
Yeah.
Like,
it was really funny. It was really funny, dude. We were dying.
And they were drunk at the time, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's funny. That's so funny.
It was wild.
But that was a really fun night.
And then Todd and Natalie bust through the fucking Florida doors.
Yeah. Natalie. Go ahead.
I'll go.
Natalie had a job, a very special job there.
Really cool, really fucking cool job.
She hasn't talked about it yet, right?
No.
Well, we can't talk about it.
Yeah.
So they ended up coming down for that and then meeting us in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and then we went on a boat.
We went
Oh, no, you guys had something before the boat.
Wait, what?
The car. The car, right? The
car,
right? Oh,
that's very important. That's cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's very, very important.
So, Tom's like, I know what I'm saying.
I know the timeline.
I know the timeline.
That's before the tiki boat. So I wasn't there with you guys for that. So. Yeah.
So in honor of them coming down and her getting the job, we wanted to do like a little celebration.
Uh-huh.
We decided to rent a boat. And, you know, our friend group likes to be a little bougie sometimes.
Yeah.
And we were looking at like different like yachts. To buy. Yeah. Like we were like, I don't know. Everybody
just money
was just
that
like,
we should not be spending, but we're just like, you know what? We're going to celebrate.
Everybody was like, no, we got to get this one. Get the bigger one. This, this, this. And I looked across the street and I saw this one. It was like
it was a tiki charter and it was like it was rinkety dinkety but at the same
so
time
sick.
It looked like you were on a tropical island.
We looked at it and we were like, now this is us.
that is our speed.
It was a type of boat that like people in Miami would never go on. They would look at it and be like,
it was collecting dust.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah,
it was embarrassing. Yeah,
but it was fucking cool.
Like, if we want to have a good time, that's the boat it's gonna be on.
It was cool.
It was a party.
It had like palm trees.
it had a throne.
Like Poseidon's chair.
It had a throne.
Oh my god!
It was so cute, but it was awesome. Nice. It had a kitchen. We brought food on. Like it was so.
It had speakers.
Yeah,
it had a speaker.
So, I looked it up. We were able to book it for that day. We had it for like 4 hours. It was fucking amazing. So we decided that we were gonna drive up and get some like food and drinks for the boat. So on our way to do that, we stop at a stoplight and my mom is next to me. She,
once again, your mom just jaw dropped.
My mom
she
is
can't
just,
keep her eyes off
my mom's
shit.
Looking at the window and she's just like, oh my god. And I like immediately I turn around because I've never heard her sound like that. I turn around, I was like, oh my god. And
then we all look
and this girl is giving this guy head. Straight up in this like fuck, it was
little old, Corvette.
It was an
small,
old Corvette,
small tiny 2-seater Corvette.
And it almost seemed like the tops were down, but the tops weren't down. It was just a car that was very open. It was like an open car that was low, so it seemed like they wanted people to see them.
Windows were down. Nothing was tinted. It was crazy.
Wow. It was so in your face. This dude was just sitting back. He was like this,
like
he was smoking a cig.
He had like a blunt in his mouth.
Oh, that's so cool.
And dude, they were so close where you can like almost hear the fucking sucking. You could just hear
like literally
the,
from here to you. Like the car next to us.
The next lane. So you're
and we were like all staring and then he looked over like and I was just in the window like this.
We put the window down.
Your mom was like, roll the window down.
We rolled the window down. We're just like, oh yeah, baby! And she immediately like he went like this. It was crazy. He went like, oh, it was almost like she just finished, and he was just like, oh.
And we were in an SUV, so we had like an aerial view.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like we were looking at the door; we were looking inside the car.
And honestly, I've never seen anything like that. I've seen that in movies, but I didn't think that. People actually fucking did that
just
shit.
Just the disregard for anybody seeing it was so crazy to me.
And we were in an area where it was just like cars are everywhere. Like
yeah.
It was traffic. I mean,
it was during the day.
Yeah, it was during the day and it was traffic. It was fucking
that's so funny.
Nuts. But like
so
anyways.
We saw him, everybody freaked out. He looked up and he was just like and then like he just like drove off and that was it.
But it was like a little secret if he was like, yo, I mean you saw that, but chill out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're
like,
okay,
cool.
Cool.
Like,
you guys seen porn before? Like,
yeah, exactly.
We were like,
a couple
like
nights before.
Yeah. The girl like, was like, oh, stop.
Yeah. Again, I mean, it was funny. It was funny. We were just saying, we all enjoyed that. They enjoyed it, whatever. We go our separate ways.
So we end up going, the tiki boat we were talking about.
Yeah.
We end up getting the food, going to the tiki boat. We're riding out in the tiki boat. And
this is a couple hours later.
Yeah.
Right. Too. This is
a
so
few
so
hours
in the car,
later.
Go out, tiki boat, whatever. We're getting out to go like exit like the intercoastal area. And this boat comes coming up past us. And we're all like just hanging out like up there.
And we waved to every boat though.
Yeah, we were waving at every boat. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah.
And
for people that have never been on a boat, you usually wave when
it's
you.
It's like boat courtesy. You just kind of like.
It's like Jeep courtesy. Boat
I was
courtesy.
Just gonna say that, but.
And all of a sudden,
we look over,
Vince is just like, hey, look, it's the dude we saw before. I'm like, ha ha. Wait a second.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's the same fucking dude. And we see the girl right there.
And we start howling. We're like, yeah.
We're like, and it's him.
And they were laughing back. And then she realized it was the same group. Yeah, and she was like, shh.
But it almost seemed like
something was fishy.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, they just caught us.
I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Like, it almost seemed like the girlfriend, like it almost seemed like he was like seeing somebody else. It was like a
side chick.
Yeah.
And like the girlfriend was on the boat or something. And she was just like, then the dude looked over and saw us and he was like, yo, that's between us. That's between us.
It was fucking nuts. I almost felt bad. I didn't want shit to go down. Like,
right. But they were laughing. They were laughing, but they were just like, oh, stop. Like, stop.
But it was like him and like six chicks on the boat. Yeah, yeah. And like,
I remember I saw her. She put her finger to her mouth, like very aggressive, like, shh.
Yeah.
And then I was just waiting for like, after that, you guys told me what happened. And I was just waiting for like a little like cat fight to break out. Like, yo,
yes, something.
What'd you do?
Yeah,
what's the tiki boat talking about? They know you apparently.
What's the story with the tiki boat?
That'd be a pretty wild way to get caught though. Like the people in the car were on a boat a few hours later, and
how did we cross paths twice? That is crazy. That
made no fucking sense that we crossed paths like that. It made no sense.
I know. I was so sad. I was in the car with you guys.
Crazy.
But yeah, it was a really fun day. We hung out on the Seeky charter, had a good day.
Nice.
Until it ended.
Mm. Oh.
And I remember this ruined all of our nights in the end of this boat ride. Because, you know, it was a really fucking nice day. It was perfect. And then we literally were docking. Right?
Yeah, we were pulling into the dock, and they were like tying the boat back up.
Before we docked, there was a fireboat speeding by.
We
us.
Thought we were getting oh, pulled shit. Over.
Yeah, and then it was like one of the fire rescue boats.
Fire rescue boat.
That's what it said.
Yeah, Zane's mom was on it.
My mom's a firefighter.
She jumps off and dies in the water.
Gotta go.
And it was pitch black at this time. It's dark out.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. So the boat keeps going, and then we end up going back to the dock. We're tying the boat up, and then all of a sudden that boat comes back, and we see this guy laying across the back of the boat, and he has like a towel draped over his legs.
And he's just screaming.
Like the most horrendous scream I've ever heard in my life. So we're like, holy shit. We're all like looking, and I see they're trying to pick him up and like get him onto like a stretcher, and he lifts his leg, and I saw the towel draping like right here. It like
guys, if you don't like just shit like this,
yeah, trigger warning,
because it's really what we saw was really fucking. It was 10 traumatizing.
Minutes from now. Yeah,
yeah,
and we're all like, oh my God, did you see that? And I was like, he didn't have like his feet work like his. Feet were cut off and like the towel was just draped over, and they were like pulling him up, and I was just like
off the boat on a stretcher to like the dock,
like lifting him up.
Yeah. And we like I'm surprised like one of you guys saw that, because I couldn't really see the whole towel draping over his knee like that.
Like it just looked so wrong seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pulled him out, got him off, and he was still like screaming the whole way out. And then we checked the citizen app.
Well, we asked the lady, the other paramedic that stayed on the boat, we asked what happened, and she said a boat propeller caught his feet. We don't know. We have no idea. We don't know if he was like purposely swimming near a boat or if somebody didn't turn off their boat. Either way, the boat was there. It should have been turned off, or he shouldn't have been swimming near it. So we don't know if it was his fault, if it was somebody else's fault.
How does that happen?
We did check the citizens app, and it was up right away, and it was a 30-year-old guy, and he...
And it was, like, the actual calls that were on the app.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear like, the voice memo of the report.
I'm honestly surprised that you're able to, like, find that and the voice memos, too.
They were just reporting, yeah, exactly, like,
I'm just surprised
it's,
like, that quick that people can just, like, find that shit and,
well, even that's, like, someone's family member, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And in the voice recordings, it was, like... Like one had got completely cut off and the other one was barely hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it like was like stuck up in the, oh my God. Oh, I don't know. We were like nauseous. It like ruined the entire night.
Because so we bad. Just like. Like we wanted to find his friends. We wanted to like helpless.
Horrible. Right? Just because like that's such an awful thing like, to like.
This like just knowing this guy, like he probably had a job, had a good fucking job. You know, his the new year just started.
Hanging out, having a good time.
It was the first. No, it's the first or second.
No, yeah, it was I think it was the second.
Yeah.
It's been a rough fucking year. Rough year. And this guy's probably like, you know, new year. And then this shit happens. It was like, it really opened all of our eyes. We're like, we just got to be more careful. Just with whatever we do.
Yeah. Bro, and even with boat stuff too, boat stuff's already like it's dangerous thing. Yeah.
People don't take it seriously at all.
Yeah. It's like we were saying earlier, like the ocean and then plus a boat, it's a scary thing. You gotta like be very careful with that.
I've heard stories of people just like fucking with boats, like, oh, they wanna, and it's like
my mom and dad, were you there when they were telling us the story about that person they knew?
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. They had a honeymoon, right? They just got married, had a honeymoon.
Not his parents, people. Not,
yeah.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That they knew.
Yeah.
Had a honeymoon and they were out like on a boat and they were like snorkeling and stuff. And the wife got onto the boat and didn't see the husband and like couldn't like find him in the water and like.
Like he never came back up.
Didn't like see him.
Okay.
So she got worried and was like freaking out, like trying to find him. So she turned the boat on to try to like just go drive around and look for him.
Yeah.
And she like did like a loop to like try to like circle around and see. And she ended up running him over.
Oh my God.
And just literally hit him in the head with the propeller and just like.
I'm fucking
dead. On the fucking honeymoon, dude.
What?
That's like out of a fucking movie. That like that's
what do you even go nuts. From there?
A horror movie. Fuck, dude.
Oh my God! Like that was like hearing that was so bad. Like I feel like,
bro,
this podcast is over.
Yeah, people come here.
This
to, like,
ends here.
Have a good time and like laugh.
The podcast ends now.
Todd is like, you put me on an episode like this. What the fuck?
Yeah, sorry about that. That was, but yeah, like shit that's, happens, guys. Like,
that's
be careful.
Fucking nuts. Oh my God.
I was gonna tell my boat story, but I don't even. I can't.
Oh, go ahead.
One time my beer slipped off the back of the
and
boat,
and I wasted a fucking White Claw, and the ocean took in a can.
Oh my God!
I mean, one time I was a kid, 4th of July, we used to go to the river with my mom, dad, and a couple friends on a wakeboarding boat, and everyone like in Park, Arizona, everyone goes down to the dam for the fireworks show,
yeah,
right,
and then everyone fucking bounces, and it's like Blitzkrieg. Like everyone's just out and just like fucking flying down the river. And we're cruising home and my dad's driving in a cigarette boat, which is a cigarette boat. It's a bigger, fast, strong, powerful
stupid
boat.
Fast.
Like a meaty boat. And it's very wavy. Boats are crossing and it comes across us and it just causes this huge wake to go over a boat and the boat goes like nose dives.
Oh my God.
Into
gosh.
The water.
Shit.
And just I'm in the front of the boat and just water comes all over our boat.
What?
And all I hear is whoa. My dad like reverses the boat somehow, or like something happens, and just like we kind of come out and then bounce back onto the water, our tail, and it was the gnarliest thing. I thought we were
like if you kept going, you would have
under like submerged. It was fucking nuts, dude.
And dude, boats are scary, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's why even like as a kid wakeboarding, and you would fall, I'd be so just paranoid. A boat's just gonna fucking run me over. Like, it's so scary.
Yeah.
If it's busy out there and, like, you're wakeboarding or skiing, it's
we should just stick
terrifying.
To old-fashioned sailboats.
Just stay, no,
or
stay
not.
In our lane.
Sailboats.
Stay on land. Why are we in the water?
Play video games, wakeboarding video games. It would
Transworld Surf. It's a fun surf game, you see, yeah. But it was a trip.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had some scary times on a boat, like, with my family. Like, we got caught in the middle of this storm on this pretty big lake. And my dad had like a little bass boat.
Uh-huh.
And we were just trying to get back.
Perfect story.
Yeah.
No,
that's all I think about is that movie. That movie's
literally our boat is what like the equivalent like, to the waves that were happening and the size of our boat. It's just my white trash family in a dinghy. My dad's in the back just trying to stop moving.
The
Dude, it's like that fucking movie, dude. It's like a drift or some shit.
He's just getting
dude.
Hit by water. He's like, we just gotta keep going.
It was so funny, man. Like
your dad probably thought he could take it on, too. He's like...
My brother was in the front, like, holding on. My mom was sitting next to me. She had her
arm... You're trying
to
keep it balanced.
...through my life jacket, like, through my back, so I didn't bounce out of the boat, and she was holding on, like, and we were just... Wow! And it was just I thought the bottom of the boat was gonna bust out and we wouldn't make it back, dude. We were I was crying my eyes out.
So good,
dude.
What?
It's oh fuck yeah. Jesus, be careful, dude. On boats, man. Don't play around.
Just be smart and have the right people running them.
Yeah. Hire a captain because you are not a better boat driver than somebody who does it for
a
living.
Yeah.
Some guy's fishing right now is like, listen, he's like, fuck this shit.
And I feel like there, yeah, you know what? I feel like there's a lot of fucking because people go on boats and they drink. You know, it's like a thing that people do on boats. But I feel like so many people drive boats. Mm-hmm. It's like so popular. I feel like too. Like I feel like people just like feel like it's not like drunk driving. They're like, oh, I'm on a boat. It's fine.
Yeah, and it's fucking it's just as bad or worse. And
so bad.
I've heard stories about like a river float of a guy had a keg and he didn't want to lose the keg and he tied the fucking keg to his foot and the keg fell off and he drowned with the keg.
Huh? What?
What?
Yeah, I heard that story at the same river we used to go to.
At what point, is that smart to attach a fucking keg to your foot? Yeah. That doesn't even seem like comfortable. Like hold on. Like the keg was on the boat
and he attached like a rope or a leash device to the keg because he didn't want to lose the keg, and the keg fell in and it took him with him.
Jesus. Why like wouldn't you tie it to the bow, like to a like
probably
to
already a drunk
drinking and drinking in the water, like around the water? Like,
that's some shit I would do. Good.
Somebody's gonna take my keg and tie it to the boat.
Wow, he died with his keg. He died with
what a stupid fucking way to go out,
dude. What a patriot. Just fucking going down with your keg that you promised that you stuck by. I don't know.
It was fucking it's poetic. Like, it was Natty Light in the keg.
Probably was, man.
just the worst beer.
Probably
just,
it was Natty Light or fucking Pabst.
Fucking Pabst.
But we actually have another story that happened after the boat.
Yeah, a pretty embarrassing one for Heath.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, so. Don't start it off like that, dude. I was a fucking hero.
Embarrassing for me.
We could be heroes.
Wait, I could be your hero, baby. That's
literally.
There you go. Time. Mariah, cut that out. So.
Will do.
So I was a hero. Thank you for recognizing that. And we went to go to McDonald's. We were doing a little drive-thru. We just wanted to get some food real quick. The line was...
up the wazoo.
This is our second time going back to McDonald's.
Because it was like the only thing open. We were so hungry. And we had paid this taxi to wait in line, basically.
Yeah.
Who was the coolest dude?
There was no other options.
He was the man.
At this point. There was no other options.
He was with us for the night. He was just like, you guys are getting food. I don't care what happens as long as it takes me. We're going to get you guys food.
He was with us.
He was
with us.
Yo, he was cracking up the whole time, dude.
Yeah.
It was
fun.
So we waited in line for this McDonald's, and it was probably, what, 20 cars deep?
Yeah. I'd say
20
cars.
It was pretty big.
20 cars in a drive-thru is a lot.
So we're getting relatively close. We're like halfway through it, and then it like gets to the point where like we were backed up on the street. And then you can like actually turn into the McDonald's to start getting into like the drive-thru area. So we're like getting right there, and the car in front of us had somebody try to cut them off and like sneak in from the other way to like
skip the street. Yeah.
Right. And skip the entire line behind us. So they like kept closing, like, and they like got pissed. So they pulled up and didn't let this guy in. They were like, no, you're not getting in.
Yeah.
So the guy was like, oh fuck. So he pulled out and he's like, all right, I guess I'm not skipping the line. He backed out. And we're like, oh, right, yeah, stick it to him. That's right, baby. Yeah. We've been waiting here. Like, it was a long time we're waiting in line. So we're getting a little closer. And then another car pulls up but tries to do it right in front of our cab.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, hell, another one? So, like, we start pulling up and they were not backing down. We're like, no, like we are here. And we are like,
we both, are here.
We are getting into the lane
and
together.
You know, there's people like that. There's always people that try to fucking skip the line. They don't, they don't care about anybody that's waiting. They're like, oh, I'm going to do this. They just don't care. Yeah.
So we were like, no. And it was like, it was a fucking standoff. Like nobody wanted to back down. And our cab was like, we're going, like we're going.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, like fuck this. Like I was pissed. I was like, we've been waiting here. This, it's not going to go down. So I get out of the car and I'm like, ma'am, you can't, like, I'm sorry, we're not letting you in. We've been waiting. There's people behind us. Like, we are all so hungry. I was like, you're not skipping the line.
Yeah, we're like, we are not letting you in. And all, like, the other cars are just like,
They saw me get out. And they were like, yeah, tell her. And I'm like, I got this.
And everybody, back in line and the front of line, the people that were not even waiting in line anymore, they were just like,
no skipping. I'm like, yeah, nobody's skipping us.
This line was long enough where there was a fucking audience. Everybody understood that there was going to be no fucking skippers in this line because everybody waited their fucking
people
time.
People were honking. They had my back. And I was like, ma'am, you're not getting through. And she was like, I need to get in there. And I was like, I don't care. We're all hungry. She was like, well, I work here. And I was like, yeah, fucking right. I was like, okay, show me your badge. She was like, what are you talking about?
I don't have a badge.
I was like, if you work here, show me your name tag. Show me McDonald's.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't have a name tag. And I was like, likely story.
Your visor.
And she was like, I work here. I'm the manager. I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, ma'am, you need to leave. And she was like, I'm the manager. And I was like, right, where's your visor? I was like, where's your McDonald's visor? She was like, I don't have a visor. I was like, let me see some credentials. Where's your credentials? I was like, you don't have a visor.
Your non-slip sneakers. Show me your non-slip
something.
Sneakers.
She was in like just a normal shirt. And I was just like, where's your visor? She's like, I work here. I was like, where's your visor? I work here. Where's your visor? Like, and it was just going
on. It was
on.
Back and forth. And honestly, at this point, we could have let her pass, but we were there for so long and we had an audience.
And
if we let this lady pass through, it would have been bad.
Show the visor. Where's her visor? And I was like, she doesn't have one. And
it was end of the world shit. Everybody was hungry.
They were in a convertible behind us, so it was like more like attention.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
They were
funny.
Hanging out of the car.
It was exciting. And like, I was, I wasn't letting. I had the line.
You did good.
Heath
you did good.
I wasn't backing down.
And everybody else did good because everyone was just like, boo, get out of here. So she's just like, she backs up
and
drives
then just
off.
Sped off. And everybody was like, yeah. So I was like in front of her car though, and I was letting the people in line go through. And I was like holding her back, and she was like, come on, she ain't getting through. And, and then that she ended up speeding off. She got pissed. Dipped off, and then like I go to get back into the car. I'm walking around. All of a sudden, her car comes whipping around the parking lot,
around the back,
screeches in another back entrance, and like pulls into this front spot. And we're like, oh, look at her, there she goes, she's gonna try to walk up.
She's really pretending throughout all this. She's like, oh, she's going really far with this that she's managing.
And then she gets out, and all of a sudden, they looked at me and they just pointed.
No.
And I'm like, what? I turned around. She's walking in the back fucking entrance.
Opens this giant door and storms inside.
She worked
pissed.
There.
She was the fucking manager.
Oh, no.
Everybody.
Oh, you're sleeping
was
this whole time.
I was not here.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
The entire line was silent. It was.
Yo, she was the manager. Yo, everybody got at this point. Everybody got out of their cars because they were like they were such in shock. They had to like come outside. And
I went from hero to zero so fucking quick. It was like
it was nuts.
It was probably the worst I've ever felt. People were throwing tomatoes at me.
Boo. Like,
this guy sucks.
Yeah, people switch up so
everybody
fast.
Pretty much felt bad. It was silent. No one was like, it's okay, buddy. You did your best. It was just kind of like, ooh, we don't want our food to get fucked up.
Yeah, nobody had my back. where was that energy?
But at this point, I was like, Heath, we need to get the fuck away from our car because this entire McDonald's is about to do everything in their power to mess up our food.
Oh, yeah.
100%. So we're like, yo, Heath, we need to get out of this car. We need to get away. We just because we've been waiting in this line again
for like an hour. We're like, we just need to protect our food. So you're on the side. Everybody keeps coming up to us and they're just like, yo, what the fuck?
Right, us three walked away and we hid behind those trees. Our car is going up to the window. We hid behind the trees.
No. And we're like,
hopefully she doesn't see us.
Dude. Oh my god.
And then I think didn't your buddy like tip her extra at the window?
Because you gave her a good amount of money. I was like, so sorry about that. We literally thought you were lying.
And she actually ended up being the sweetest person in the world.
Oh, good. Oh,
we were just so surprised that, like,
what a roller coaster of emotions. Yeah. Wow.
We were just surprised that it wasn't like more clear. Because she said she worked there, but like, I don't know. We felt like she didn't really put up a good fight. That she
didn't have an argument. She had no argument and no credentials.
It's like, if you were a manager of a restaurant and somebody wasn't letting you through, I'd get out of the car and be like, get the fuck out of my way, I work here. But she wasn't. It almost seemed like she was lying.
She picked the wrong fight. She should have chose a different lane, a couple different lanes, but she chose the third option.
She should have used that other entrance that she knew.
Yeah. She did it easily. She literally went around and boom, that's it. Like, and she was sitting there for 20 minutes fighting.
And none of her employees came out to help her? Imagine seeing your manager through the window and it's just me. Where's your visor?
No, they're probably like, oh, there's that bitch. They're not letting her in. Oh, we're not going to help her. She called me a bitch yesterday.
She walks in and the girls are like, Miss Stacy, you're late.
Hey, I was late yesterday.
Oh, shit.
But imagine being her. Like, imagine getting called to cover like a line that is just so busy and you're the manager and like, you don't want to be going to work at that time of night.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're trying to go help because your store is getting bombarded and there's a line. And you're just like, all you're trying to do is just get into work. And there I am.
Yeah.
Name tag. No credentials.
Where's your visor? It's the middle of the night. I don't need a fucking visor.
Like, in the end of the day, we paid like much extra tip just to cover just the fucking... The embarrassment and the headache, and everybody was good at the end of the day. And
I think we all learned a valuable lesson that day.
What?
bring your credentials to work.
Half credentials.
Heath, I side with you, and I'm not upset with you for embarrassing us. But there was a car.
Bro, were behind me. Get her.
Oh, yeah. No, I was right behind. I got out halfway after he did the whole spiel, and she wasn't moving. I was like, you know, I'm going to add a little spice. You're not coming through.
I'm validating you because there was a couple cars in front already trying to skip the line before her.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, and everyone's hungry. Everyone's a little hangry.
Right.
Hungry. Like, you know, we want our food and you want to go home, and go to bed.
All right. Well, guys.
Well, all right. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, Todd. Well, thank you again for coming on. This was fun. I like that.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. I had a great time. I was nervous.
Come on whenever you want.
Thank you. I'll be honest. I was nervous. Empty stomach. Had a lot of coffee. And I know you guys haven't like really had any of the blog squad on.
Mm-hmm, the blog squad.
I'm the first one. Holy shit. There Thanks for pop the cherry.
You can whenever you want.
Appreciate it. That was sick.
You got a lot of couch room.
Hell yeah. I'll be here again for the drunk episode.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna
Or the high episode.
Yeah.
We're running through you guys.
Cool.
So.
Well, yeah, I really appreciate having me on.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to listen to the podcast, as always, it's on Spotify, Apple, and the video is every single Tuesday on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Make sure to check out our coffee. Mm-hmm. Our pre-orders are still out. We are trying our hardest to catch up to y'all.
I think we actually just got confirmation that all of the pre-orders have been shipped. We've had a little bit of a difficult time, and sorry for anybody going through it and dealing with a little wonky situation with the coffee orders. There's been a select handful that have gotten a little messed up, but our team is trying the best we possibly can to make it up to you guys. And if something was wrong, you guys are going to get a little special gift in your box that's coming.
And unfortunately, it happened to like the very first people that did order it, which sucks because you guys shouldn't be having any problems, especially the first people. But so, long story short, it's our first time. So give us some time. We are very sorry. And we did much better than honestly expected, though. Like, our website didn't shut down.
We expected the warehouse to catch fire.
Yeah, exactly. And it didn't. So, like, we're actually very thankful for that. And again, sorry. It won't happen again, hopefully. But yeah, Cremota.com. Make sure to check it. We have three flavors: house blend, Tahitian vanilla, and cinnamon French toast.
They're fucking awesome. And yeah, make sure to order some.
Bubba, got anything?
No.
No, do something funny.
Do something funny.
Yes! All right. Guys, closing us out. Thank you.
I feel
all
like
right.
I'm part of the club. Okay, sorry.
Part of the Unfiltered Crew.
Like club.
I want a shirt.
Unfiltered Club.
Unfiltered Club is pretty cool.
I like that.
We should make a speakeasy Unfiltered Club.
We'll see you next week.
Todd bless.
Todd bless. Very good. Shit.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.